First thing I want to do, because NBA tipped off last night, is I wish all of our former guys, you know, great success this season. Came out yesterday. I think we've got 8 guys in the NBA right now with the opening rosters. I think one of 15 schools to have that. And so really proud of those guys. 7 of those guys have their degree. And then, you know, so proud of those guys. But wish all of our guys overseas, G League, you know, great success this season. Excited to get this season started. It's a great time of year. Baseball playoffs, NBA just tipped off, college football, NFL's in full swing. And, you know, we've had a couple scrimmages under our belt and getting ready to tip off the new year. We had a really good summer. It was great to get this team to Italy to get ahead of the curve a little bit with a lot of new pieces and returning guys moving into new roles. I was proud of Halliburton. Did a great job with Coach Weber, with Team USA, with the under-19, winning gold in Greece. That was really great for him, a great experience. He did a terrific job, and happy for Coach Weber. But also really excited to get Bolton eligible from Penn State. I think he gives us an opportunity to move Halliburton around different positions, take him off the ball some because Bolton can play some point. I think the biggest thing, the strength of our team, and a little bit different than in years past, our most experience comes from our 3 big guys. When you look at Mike Jacobson, George Condon, and Solomon Young, a couple of those guys that are here today. And then we've got some new guys, Trey Jackson, Caleb Grill, some young guys that can really make shots that, you know, are doing a really good job. But we've got a great schedule. You know, we open up with Mississippi Valley State, but then we go right to Oregon State the next game. We go to the Bahamas. We've got a terrific field there. We got road games with Auburn. And then we've got home games with Seton Hall, Iowa, and then obviously we've got the 18-game league schedule. But really ready to get started. This is a team, I think, though, we're going to have to adjust a little bit early to see kind of what's best for this team as we move guys around and guys establish new roles. But excited and ready to get started.
Hey, questions for Coach? If you put your hand up, we'll get a microphone to you. We've got a question on the back right side.
Steve, how is Halliburton handling the NBA buzz and just all the hype that he's experienced this offseason?
Yeah, I think he's handled it great. I think one thing I've done different than last year, you know, I've already met with him and his family, and we've gone over all of that, the good, the bad, the ugly of what's involved in that. And so I think we've got a great game plan going forward to where we can leave him alone now and he can be where his feet are, and that's in Ames, Iowa right now and focusing on trying to help us get back to the NCAA tournament. The biggest thing I've told him is what got him on this stage is his spirit, and that's what he has to continue to have every single day. And if he does that, obviously he's moving into a new role. You know, he was a 4-to-1 assist to turnover ratio guy last year, had some terrific games. But he'll be a lot more on the ball, you know, primarily on the ball this year. And then, like I said, we can put him off the ball with Bolton. But I think he's handled it great. You know, I think there's been a little bit of a learning curve, which is to be expected. But I think the last week he's kind of slowly starting to settle down and get back into his comfort level.
Questions for Coach? We're not going to let him go yet. Got a question on the rear, right in the middle.
Hey, Coach. Pat Strathman, Rockingham Media Salina. You brought up Caleb Grill, a guy from Mace High School. What's impressed you most about him so far, and how much importance do you place on guys when going out and recruiting and seeing them play multiple sports and being multi-sport athletes?
I mean, everybody probably has a different thought process on that. And I think the best thing for him now is that he can just focus on basketball. You know, he was a state high jump champion. He jumped, I think, 6'8". He pitched. He played quarterback. And then he was, you know, the guard for his high school team. He's a guy that really competes. He's probably too hard on himself at times. But his character's off the charts. His work ethic's terrific, and he competes every day. The thing that he brings to the table right away as a freshman, his ability to really space the floor and spread you out, can really make shots. But the best thing about him going from playing 4 sports to 1 sport is now he can really get honed in on the skill level basketball-wise, film basketball-wise, you know. But I think he understands competition. He understands being a part of a team. you know, different cultures. And I think that's a benefit from playing multi-sports. But the best thing about getting fine-tuned into one sport now is some of his weaknesses we can make strengths now.
Further questions? One last time. Anybody else got a question for Coach before I turn him loose? We got a question on the front.
Hey, Coach. Matthew Postens, HeartlandCollegeSports.com. How does the return of Solomon Young help you with your front court rotation?
I think it's big. I think there's times last year we probably missed his physicality, toughness. It's great to have him healthy. You know, the great thing about Solomon is, you know, he's got great toughness. He's been a part of a couple NCAA teams, a couple Big 12 championship teams here in Kansas City. But he really is probably our most experienced elite defender that can really understand how to guard pick and roll and how to really defend the basket when you're going against guys like the size Azubuike and different physical post guys in our conference, to where we've got to get them off their comfort spot. He's been really good. I think he's had a great summer and great fall. I'm really pleased where he's at right now.